16-month-old Kulsoom has measles and pneumonia. Doctors say she was too weak to be vaccinated against measles because, like many children in this Kabul hospital, she's suffering severe acute malnutrition, and they are fighting for their lives. 5-month-old Kasim was born with jaundice. He is very underweight, too weak to cry. His mother cannot afford to feed him, and she is distraught.
He stopped urinating and he had diarrhea and he was in pain, crying all day and night. I don't have money to buy him milk, so I brought him to the hospital.
The Indira Gandhi Children's Hospital receives up to 1,300 patients a day. Sometimes children have to share beds because there aren't enough. 9-month-old Idara is also suffering from pneumonia. His mother struggles to give him oxygen through a mask. The hospital doesn't have the money to fit a central oxygen system. The World Bank has suspended funding for about 2,300 medical facilities like this one since the Taliban retook power in Afghanistan. At the hospital entrance, families wait for news of their young ones inside.
The conditions at this hospital are shocking, and staff predict that the situation could get even worse in the coming winter months, when normally rates of pneumonia among children increase. The UN says 1 million children under the age of 5 could suffer severe acute malnutrition, a life-threatening condition, if international donors don't step up.
The World Bank, other international institutions and governments say they want proof the Taliban is sticking to its promises on human rights before releasing money to treat children like these. There's also the issue of channeling money to a country where the new government includes Taliban officials on UN sanction lists. This hospital has faced shortages in supplies for years, but the situation could now get a lot worse.
We're trying to renovate to make more space, but we don't have a budget. We've had problems with supply and medicine shortages for 4 years. We're afraid that if our staff continue not to be paid, they may not be able to afford to come to work.
The UN says governments and international donors have to put politics aside.
The international community knows how to do that. They've done it elsewhere in the world, and they can do the same thing in Afghanistan. The international community has done it in Syria, in Yemen, in other parts of the world, and we beg and we urge the international community to apply the same principles of generosity that they have applied elsewhere in the world. That's why we are appealing for Afghanistan today, for the children of Afghanistan.
Afghanistan already has one of the highest child mortality rates in the world. Without international help, the UN says, many of the estimated 10 million children here who rely on humanitarian aid to survive will die. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kabul.